How smart is your electric meter? Pennsylvania is requiring the state's major utilities to install new techie meters, which paint a more detailed picture of how and when we're using energy. Utilities are encouraging customers to use that information to make themselves smarter about their energy use. Reporter Katie Collinari asked, does it actually make a difference?
I'm following Crystal Eason down into the basement of her West Philadelphia home.
Yeah, so this is what it looks like.
She shows me the smart meter her utility, Pico, installed back in February. The total number of kilowatts her family's used in the last month flashes on the screen of a silver dial mounted to the wall. Back upstairs, Eason logs onto a website Pico designed to show her in greater detail what the meter is measuring. On the computer screen is a line graph that looks like a heart monitor, showing how much energy her family used last Saturday. The line starts out flat. Then around 7 a.m., there's a spike.
And then you can actually see hour by hour what's happening. So, like, this is when I shower.
For years, Pennsylvanians like Eason just got a bill once a month, telling them how much energy they used and how much it cost. But a 2008 state law is changing that. It requires the seven largest utilities to install smart meters on every home and business. The devices send information back to utilities more frequently, so they get a more accurate read of their customers' demand on the electric grid. And remember all those outages last winter? Smart meters tell utilities where the power's still out more effectively after storms. Pennsylvania wants utilities to go a step further. They have to come up with a plan to share the information these meters collect with their customers. PICO spokeswoman Kathy Engel Menendez says it's to help them make smarter choices that will save them energy and money.
So then it would suggest to the customer, you might want to consider, what is the caulking around your windows and doors? Is that something you should look at? When was the last time you replaced your heater?
The first step is just getting consumers to look. For Eason, it should be a no-brainer. She works at the Energy Co-op, an alternative energy supplier in Philadelphia. It's her job to get people to understand how much energy they could be wasting. At first, Eason was fascinated by what her smart meter revealed.
I was wondering what was costing so much on our bill, and I had assumed it was probably our electric hot water heater, but didn't know for sure. And then being able to see this data really confirmed that it was every time we were using our hot water was when it was peaking.
So she tried taking shorter showers, but her interest quickly waned.
I checked it maybe one or two more times to see what was happening, and then I completely forgot about it.
That doesn't surprise George Lowenstein, a behavioral economist at Carnegie Mellon University. He says it's just like counting calories to lose weight. Most of us start out enthusiastically, and then we fall off the wagon.
It is a common pattern that people tend to look at information a lot initially, and then they stop looking over time. People tend to be attuned to things that change. And once something is constant in the environment, we generally tend to ignore it.
KC Boyce is with the nonprofit Smart Grid Consumer Collaborative. The group works with utilities to find out how customers are interacting with their smart meters.
There's fairly limited participation right now nationally, but at the same time, we're seeing a really high level of demand that if they're offered to consumers, about two-thirds of consumers are really interested in taking advantage of these kinds of tools.
Lowenstein cites one reason many consumers aren't monitoring their energy use.
I think most people feel overwhelmed by information. Consumers would really like the devices to be making decisions for them.
For example, the way so-called smart thermostats like the Nest learn users' schedules to automatically adjust the temperature. Another obstacle to these smart devices, some consumers worry the meters could give their utilities more information than they'd care to share, or that their data could be vulnerable to hackers. The Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission says the information is safe. Utilities in Pennsylvania have the next 10 years to roll out their smart meters. Some companies in the western part of the state are just getting started. In Philadelphia, PICO plans to finish installing smart meters for all of its 1.6 million customers by the end of this year. The company is also testing an in-home digital monitor that gives consumers a direct line of sight to how much energy they're using and what it costs. Crystal Eason says she's open to the idea if it helps them make smarter investments.
With energy efficiency, you really need to do big things. You need to have your windows sealed and, you know, make sure your walls are well insulated.
Aside from her tendency to linger in the shower, there's another reason Eason's hot water heater is raising her electric bill. Her two young kids. The Eason's use cloth diapers, which means they're doing laundry much more often. It also means they're going to use more electricity.
That's kind of the trade-off. We use more water using cloth diapers, but less landfill. It was kind of deciding which is the lesser evil.
For The Pulse, I'm Katie Colinari.